Well, welcome back. Did you guys have a good vacation?
Yes.
All right. Are you glad you're back to school?
Yes.
Very good. You practice right good, huh? So tell me, what time of the year are we now in? What do we call this season in the church? Not like it's not April. Very good. Easter, with the Easter season, although Easter was 2 Sundays ago, right? But still in the church, we celebrate Easter for 50 days. And what's so important you think about Easter?
Jesus raising from the dead.
Very good. Jesus rose from the dead. And also because Jesus rose from the dead, he told us that we too can rise from the dead if we believe in him. So during the Easter season, our first reading will come from a book called The Acts of the Apostles. It's about what the first church did after Jesus rose from the dead. And today we heard the story about how everybody in the church will bring their money, even if they had like property or homes, they will sell them and bring the money to share with everyone in the community. Do you think that's something good to do? Okay. How many of you like to share? Raise your hands. Okay, let's see. Why do you like to share?
Because so everyone can play with us.
Okay, so you can play with others. What do you like to share?
So you'll get more friends.
So you'll get more friends?
To show that you're not like a bad friend, just like hogging everything.
Okay, to show you're not like hogging everything. Let's see here.
To give gifts that I just got.
To give gifts that I got. Okay, to give gifts that you got. Does anybody doesn't like to share? Raise your hand if you don't like to share. Okay, you want to tell me what? Okay. Tell me why you don't like to share. Huh? Oh, why you share like Jesus? Very good. But if you don't like to share, tell me why you don't like to share. Come closer. Why don't you like to share?
I do like to share.
Oh, you do? Okay, don't raise your hands if you do. Raise your hand if you don't like to share. Very good, because sometimes maybe they'll break your toys if you share with others, right? They're not careful about your toys. Okay, let's see, we have a lot of hands back there. Why don't you like to share?
Because I don't like to share things.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Okay, just you don't, right? Did Jesus share?
I forgot.
Okay, what do you think? Did Jesus share?
Yeah.
Okay, what did he share?
His life.
Very good, Jesus shared his life. And that's why the early church, the early Christians, his friends, they learned to share too, because Jesus shared the most important thing that the person has, his own life with us. And that's why they were willing to share, not just a little bit, but to share everything they have for those who needed some help. So it's good that we share because Jesus shared with us. Now, what's going to, the second grade, what are you going to do next week? Is there something special? Very good, First Communion. And that will be the first time you're going to share Jesus in the Eucharist, right?
Yes.
Just like all of us, the adults. And you guys have to wait till next year. But that's why receiving Jesus when we come at Mass is very important, because it reminds us that we also have to share, just like Jesus shares his life with us every time we come to Mass. So remember, during Lent, I told you 2 words to practice. Listen and love. For the Easter season, we're going to practice sharing. And especially for you guys, between now and a week from Saturday, when you do your first communion, I want you to practice sharing. Different ways of sharing, right? One way we share here when we come to church is by praying for one another, just what we're going to do right now, right? We pray for the sick, we pray for the dead, we pray for those who are hungry or the homeless, we pray for the church leaders. So we're sharing our gift of prayer with the whole world. And we're going to be praying for you between now and next Saturday so you can really be open to receive Jesus and grow in your generous sharing with others. Now, first graders, I'm going to give you an assignment, a homework. Okay? It's okay? It's easy. I want you to pray every day this week for the second graders so when they receive Jesus, they will truly become more like Jesus. Can you do it?
Yes.
Will you remember?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And the adults, I hope you too will be praying for our second graders next week, their first communion.